Good morning and welcome back to Project Independence and You here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and Project Independence, just to give you a brief reminder, is an organization that is the goals are to provide services and support to people who are seniors, older people, to help them stay in their own home as long as possible. And that is done by providing services like transportation for food, shopping, medical visits, help at home, minor repairs, and lots of guidance to help you stay in your own home. But now let's get back to our guests this morning, talking about a peer program at Hofstra University. We have Nadine Kagan and Bob Harrison, and we were just sort of talking about how the program works. Just to clarify, in my thinking, that I didn't understand, and now I do. So I'd like to just point out the fact that if the way it works is, you basically have the option. You sign up for 1 year. Basically, you don't sign up like, you know, you're in a unbreakable contract or whatever, but you sign up for 1 year, just to clarify, and then there are many, many different programs and subjects that come up throughout the year, and you can go to any of them and all of them if you choose to. You can go away for several months, as you pointed out, and take any of these classes, which I think is great. Yeah,
that's correct, but let's assume somebody's interested in joining. We would invite them to come and listen to a couple of presentations to see if they like it.
So they can spend a day at Peer?
With no course, right. They could come and listen to it. And it's not for everybody. Nothing is. And if they like it, we'll give them the information about how to sign up. If they don't like it, that's fine, too. We're still friends.
How would you go about doing that? Who would you contact? Who or how or where would you contact who?
We have a mentoring program there that, if you remember what buddy systems were in large families, we literally will take a new person by the hand and explain everything that they have to know, how they would register. And as Bob said, you can come to three or four of our presentations, and no one will pressure you to join, so you can really get a good feeling about whether this is something that is for you or not.
How do you contact Peer that you want to do this?
Okay, so they would have to call the Hofstra Continuing Education Office and ask for Bradley Kay, K-A-Y-E, and the phone number is 516-463-7200.
Would you repeat that, please?
Sure. Bradley K, 516-463-7200. And all they would have to do is tell the person who answers, it would probably be Brad or one of his assistants, that they're interested in joining Peer, and they'll ask for the name and phone number and contact information. Somebody will contact the person and invite them to come down and experience Peer.
Just a supplement to that is that there's always, always the option of calling 311 or 869-6311. Mention the Peer program, Hofstra, and they will get the information for you as well.
Okay.
The first route would be that, but if for some reason that didn't get registered.
Right. In addition to that academic side, I'd really like to stress how social an organization we are.
I know that you have had a number of marriages that have resulted from Peer.
Yes. We have a lot of people who have found each other at Peer. We have trips. We're about to go to the wonderful Chihuly exhibit at the Botanical Gardens. We recently went to a visit to the cloisters. We have at least 2 to 3 trips a year. We have several parties during the year. We have 2 major parties at the Swan Club on Long Island. One is in the fall, one is in the spring. We have April Fool's parties and get together and tell jokes, Christmas parties, Hanukkah parties. So there are a lot of social elements where you get to know each other. It's not just academics, although that is major as well.
Bob, I had wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
You were talking about someone who was giving a lecture or a presentation on Shakespeare, and I had asked you if the person was a former English teacher, and then we were cut off because of a commercial. So could you come back to that question?
We have former English teachers as members in PEER. The people who lead that program, there's one person I know who's really an expert in Shakespeare. And then there are people that would lead a program like that that just are interested in Shakespeare and have read a lot of it. And mm-hmm. Again, it's the conversation around reading Shakespeare that makes it so interesting and the various interpretations.
I have a follow-up question.
Sure.
Is every member strongly pressured to give a presentation? Because some people may be knowledgeable, mm-hmm. but are uncomfortable giving a presentation.
Sure. So strongly pressured, absolutely not. What happens is we tell everybody who joins that after the first year of membership, if you continue, and we hope you do and you like it, we'd like you to give a presentation. And we keep telling them that. Is there enforcement of it? No. Is there encouragement? Yes. And more likely than not, people who say, I'm never going to give a presentation, they get so interested in a subject that they've read about or seen on TV, and they'll come in, they'll do a presentation, and they'll realize this is not a threatening environment. You could stand up between, and we usually may have 150, 125 sometimes in the room, you can stand up and everybody is there to help you. And it's interactive, as Nadine said. After the presentation, which might last 45 minutes to an hour, there's conversation back and forth. And so it's non-threatening. People who come and are a little afraid, really, they realize they shouldn't be afraid. And Nadine said, we have a mentoring program. If people want to use PowerPoint and they don't know how to do it, we'll show them how to use it. They'll learn that. So there's a lot of opportunities.
And to make it a little easier, we also have half programs where people share the hour. So if you're hesitant and feel you can't be up there and do it for a whole hour, there are many, many programs which are half programs, mm-hmm. which makes it a lot easier.
One of the things I read about the program and preparing for this is you have a thing called News and Views. And one of the things I liked about it was the attitude that you just started talking about, the cooperation, that you don't allow attacks. To me,
that's very important.
You know, to have a conversation about news and views without having screaming back and forth. You know, the idea is we're all entitled to an opinion. Let's have a conversation about it.
If we've maintained our civility, which we have, through what has happened in our country in the last year, you can be sure that everyone's opinion will be heard and you won't be stoned to death for your opinion.
Right. That's good.
That's a very good point.
We're all entitled to have an opinion, yeah. and to get attacked because of your opinion doesn't agree with somebody else's opinion is not my idea of a good time. You know, I don't debate with people like that, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, they say, well, debate is healthy. I said, you don't want to debate. I said, you want to force your thinking down my throat. And I'm not, you know, we'll do that. I'm not going to do that. So I like that personally. But anyhow, that's like an attitude of the peer
right, that's
program.
The group. Yeah. Yeah. The group won't allow that, and it doesn't occur.
It sounds like a fantastic program.
May I share
really?
One fast anecdote?
Yes.
We have a 93-year-old woman who is a snowbird. She's beautiful. She looks 60. And she was interviewed in another venue. And what she said was, I wake up in the morning, I forget my aches and pains, I pack my little lunchbox, and I go to school. And that's school for lots of people have averted depression and loneliness and feeling that there's no place to go, because you always have some place to go.
This fits in with the previous guest, yep. whose passion was to teach people to find a purpose in life. And this
right.
is finding a purpose in life, especially for a retiree yeah. who is an older person.
Yeah. Well, you're learning and you're sharing at the same time, and you're socializing and all the things that Melanie talked about in the earlier segment that are important for you to have a goal. And mm-hmm. not a goal necessarily is the wrong word, a purpose in life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's good.
One of the things I found interesting about it is that it gives me an opportunity to explore so many different subjects that I never had the time to while I was working full time.
How did you find out about the peer program?
I found out about it through the Hofstra website. There is a page on the Hofstra website about peer. Some people had mentioned it to me and I never followed up, but then when I saw it on the Hofstra website, I did. And it's interesting, I'll go to a presentation on a topic that maybe I'm not that interested in, and I'll come out and I'll say, I'm glad I came, because I learned something. Mm. We had one on archaeology last week, and I said, I'll go to that one. I know nothing about archaeology, and it was wonderful. It was really good. It taught me something.
It makes you want to go on a dig?
Yeah, it did.
I came home and went online and started looking up everything about mummies.
yeah, that was a moment.
You know, that's good, though. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. It's you know, mind-opening.
It really is mind-opening, yeah. And that's expanding your brain.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wish my brain worked like that when I was going to school a long time ago.
Right. You know, we have some members who, in their 90s, can do an hour presentation without looking at one note.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
We have others who have to use their notes, and all methods of presentation are totally welcome. So some people have.
So it's non-judgmental.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, everybody has different skills, different abilities, and that doesn't matter. You're not being measured. You don't have to come out with a 4.0 from what I'm hearing.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Which is, that would be perfect for me.
And you mentioned in the Shakespeare course is the leader and expert, and sometimes yes, sometimes no. But we have experts in various subjects that present. We have somebody who's very interested in science, and the National Aeronautics and Space Administration gives wonderful presentations on science topics. We have some people who, I guess their hobby has been the Civil War. And there are people, and these people will get up there, and they almost every battle they can talk about, and medical procedures, and so on.
We're unfortunately, time goes very fast, doesn't it?
When you're having fun,
and we're down to 1 minute, and we basically have to wind down here because Victoria is going to yell at me if I don't. She's tough, you know. You could tell by looking at her, right? Great job. We really appreciate you being here. I think one thing we probably didn't cover, which we should mention, is there is a fee for this program.
Yes.
And if you want to do it, it's how much?
The fee currently for early enrollment is $650. And if that sounds like a lot of money, keep in mind that a theater ticket can cost $175, and you get an hour and a half for that. This kind of waters down to, I think, about $13 a week with all those choices.
Okay, we're down to the bottom line here. We have 6 seconds to go, so we thank you for being here. And
thank
anybody
you very
wants
much.
Further
thank
information.
Thank you for having us.